Well, a dead man has been elected to the Nevada State Assembly.
Bunch of deadbeats, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Famed brothel owner Dennis Hoff was running as a Trump Republican when he unexpectedly died last month following a party on his 72nd birthday.
Uh-huh.
It was too late to remove his name from the ballot, so the county clerk's office posted notices at all the polling places alerting voters that the candidate was dead. Hoff then went on to beat his Democratic opponent Tuesday by a 70% vote. Board of County Commissioners will replace Hoff with another member of his party. That's what I was going to ask. What do they do?
That's exactly what they're
going to do. Have to have some kind of caucus or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, again, I'm pretty upset that I've got to listen to Nancy Pelosi's stuff.
You know what?
Over the next, you're going to hear it every day, man. You know what?
You do what I do. You don't watch it. Don't
yeah, good point. It's kind of, you know, in the business we're in, though, it's kind of in our face. So
well,
we kind of
the problem is
got to
you know,
pay attention to it. So.
You do and you don't, because I can turn.
You can
off.
Disconnect. Yeah.
I disconnect. I just turn. I don't even listen to it.
Yeah.
Because I know it's a bunch of crap coming out of both sides.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
So I don't even worry about it.
I just got a real problem, Nancy Pelosi. And listeners, mark my words, you'll be seeing more of her over the next couple of weeks. She will be the next House Speaker. And just watch her interviews. It's hard to understand what the woman is talking about. She cannot even hold a thought. And then Maxine Walters is the same way. I mean, this woman, forget the age. She's just incompetent, man, and they don't get their facts straight, and no Democrats seem to care. You know, they're just all Democrats and liberals are big fans of Maxine Walters and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, so they're going to be super happy. But Maxine Walters, the same way, I mean, she can't hold a thought. She gets facts wrong all the time.
There are going to be people that say Republicans did the same thing. So
yeah,
let's just let it go for
at
right
least
now.
You could understand what they're trying to say, you know. Well, let's see. Republicans in Florida cheering after winning a hotly contested governor's race. This was a hotly contested race down there,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yep.
Ron DeSantis defeated Democrat Andrew Gillum, the mayor of Tallahassee. Republicans also won in Ohio, where Attorney General Mike DeWine defeated Democrat Richard Cordray. The race in Georgia between Stacey Adams and Brian Kemp, still too close to call.
I think Kemp's going to wind up winning that, though.
Yeah, it looks like he's ahead. And if he wins by enough of a majority, they won't have to do a runoff. So I see our neighbors to the north approved legalized recreational marijuana.
Yeah, they did. But however, I was a little surprised North Dakota voted that down.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
oh,
by
okay.
59 to 41.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because there was something that was attached to it they didn't care for. So that's why
they attached some pork belly
to
it or something.
They did.
So voters in Michigan have approved that legal recreational marijuana. The measure approved yesterday allows people older than 21 to use weed and to grow as many as 12 plants for personal use. Michigan is the 10th state to legalize recreational marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, health care was a big issue with voters yesterday. A majority of 41% told exit polls it was their most important issue. And it seems like you and I are always talking about that, you
yeah.
know, so that's something that's got to be taken care of. The first time in a decade that it eclipsed the economy as a top issue for so many voters. Democrats campaigned heavily on health care, promising to do a better job than Republicans, protecting people with pre-existing conditions. Everybody can get behind protecting people with the pre-existing conditions.
That's what worries me about Mike Braun.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That was kind of a big deal. But
we'll see.
Democrats campaigned heavily on that. I'm anxious to see what's going to happen with the caravan making its way to our southern border.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, you know.
Well, they may not even make it there, so.
Oh, you think so, though?
From what I keep hearing, a lot of them may decide just to stay in Mexico.
Oh, well, okay. I don't know if Mexico would have them.
Mexico will take it by anything they can get.
Yeah. Well, Shan Sheridan last night and myself, anchoring the coverage here in the Wilo studio, were talking about, you remember Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna? They all said they were moving to Canada.
Yeah.
If Trump was elected, I think maybe even Oprah. But my question is, why not move to Mexico? Are they racist? You know, why Canada?
Well, it's more of More their type of weather. I mean, Madonna's from Michigan, and Canada's not like Michigan's weather, so why not move to Canada?
I guess, yeah. I was being a little facetious there.
I knew you were, so that's why I just kind of, whatever.
Well, did you see Vice President Mike Pence's brother?
Yeah, I saw that.
Picked up a win last night on his way to Washington. Greg Pence has won Indiana's 6th Congressional District seat. That's the same House seat that Mike Pence won 18 years ago to launch his political career.
Right.
The 61-year-old Pence is 2 years older than the vice president. This is his first run for political office. He's catching him in the gray hair department, too.
Yeah, he has.
Well, let's see. If there's something on your mind, Ken Hartman and myself will be with you for the next 26 minutes here at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Let's see. If there's anything on your mind, we'd love to hear from you, whether it was over voting last night or your take on anything. Kim, what do you got over there?
Well, they've got a thing here talking about campaigns spent more than $3 billion on traditional media advertising ahead of Election Day.
Yeah, Shannon and I talked about that last night, too.
Advertising Analytics reports candidates and political organizations laid out a $3.2 billion for local advertising this election cycle. That's about $1 billion more than campaigns spent in the 2014 midterms. Advertising Analytics tracks political spending. The company says despite increasing emphasis on tightly focused internet advertising, the broad reach of traditional media continues to have significant impact. Also, two-thirds of American voters says President Trump played a role in their decisions yesterday.
I saw that. Yeah, nearly two-thirds. Whether good or bad, right?
Yeah, good or bad. You're right. Democrats retook control of the House by winning at least 230 seats. 26% of the voters say they cast their votes to support President Trump, but 38% say they cast their votes to show their opposition. Another third said President Trump was not a factor in their decision. You know, you want to complain about all the Democrats and everything else. Be fortunate you live in Illinois.
Yeah, I know.
They're all Democrats now.
I know. And I saw over the weekend where somebody in Illinois signed a sanctuary city thing to where you can now come to Chicago and
that's the state of Chicago.
Yeah, the state of Chicago. Well, they're not going to comply with ICE. So that's where all the illegal immigrants can go. Yeah, we'll just send them to Chicago.
Not only the governor's you know, Governor Rauner over in Illinois got his rear end whipped by Pritzker yesterday. Pritzker, I should say. But Democrats won all the statewide offices in Illinois last night. That includes Attorney General, second term as Comptroller, Treasurer, and I happen to know that guy personally, and the term, and Jesse White, once again, as Secretary of State. How long has that guy been around?
I know. Yeah, forever.
But Democrats won back to supermajority last night in Illinois, so they're on track to basically rule the roost for a while in Illinois.
Well, I hope, and I'm going to give the Democrats a fair shot at this, I hope they can come in and be bipartisan, and I hope that if they are, the Republicans extend that olive branch, because if the Democrats come out and immediately start, now that they have subpoena powers, and they can also subpoena documents, if they come out and just start out the gate with that, subpoenaing President Trump and some other documents and stuff, if they just go straight to that, I'm going to be real upset, and you're going to hear about it here on Party Line.
Okay.
So I want to put that out there.
I will be your buffer, I guess.
Well, I appreciate that. So this Ocasio-Cortez lady, she's the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. She is like 29 years old, and she is a liberal socialist. She admits that, admittedly. She's now the New York Democratic Congressional nominee. Again, just 29 years old. I mean, she looks very young. She looks younger than that. And so she upset Representative Joe Crowley in the primary election earlier this year. So she's also a Latina. And again, she's the daughter of Puerto Rican parents and a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. So I'm anxious to see how that goes for her. You know, you would think in New York you might have a little better shot at being a socialist, but again, can you point to me one country where socialism has worked?
Yeah.
You know, so
it has for a certain period of time, but nothing continuous.
Yeah, yeah. So I this is the Democrats. I'm having a hard time understanding this.
And also, there are more women being headed to Congress than ever before.
Yeah.
at least the previous record was 107, and also they have the first two Muslim women to serve in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Will be happening.
And I'm all for that diversity. You know, I think that's a good thing. But when you put a socialist in here, we don't know. I don't know. She was taking stabs at ICE last night.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw where Heidi Heitkamp lost.
Yes, she did.
And that was kind of a surprise,
mm-hmm,
I think.
It was, so. Yeah. Also, 16% of people voting were doing so for the first time in a midterm election last night.
Wow, that's good. I also heard you mention, 52% of those who could vote in Clinton County did vote?
A little over 52.33.
Yeah. So good for us.
Yeah.
I think that's very good. I don't care who you vote for as long as you vote, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
All right. We're happy about that.
But now, you know, here again, now this is going to get interesting because you would think with no city or basically, you know, county elections available, the next one we should have a whole lot more interested people voting. We should have. We'll mm-hmm. see if we do.
Yeah. Well, we'll have primaries next May, right?
Yep.
And then the general election a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
And things will be a lot more contested locally at that time. So we'll...
More ways than one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, I like having something like that. So, but, you know, as we were looking around surrounding counties last night, other than Tippecanoe and Howard counties voting for a sheriff, there wasn't a whole lot contested in other counties either.
No.
You know, you had some townships and some school boards and stuff. But
I do want to say this though. I think what Trump has done, above anything else, you can agree, disagree, be right, wrong. I don't really care. I think the one thing the man has done, and I think this is a credit to him, and you may not think this is the way it's going to come out of my mouth, but anyway, I think how he has decided to do things, because he's always at the center of attention. He's at a lot of storms politically, personally, and everything else. But I think what the man did do is the way he runs the country, I think he enticed a lot of people to get out and vote who have never, ever, hardly ever done it before.
Right. Well, that's like two-thirds, like that story you just said.
Which I give him credit for.
I do, too, whether it's good or bad.
Because
you got people coming out to vote who are really in favor of him and really against him.
Right. You know, or want to get rid of some of his people or keep some of his people. I mean, that's, you know, and that's really what it should be about.
Yeah, I agree. Now, there's been some talk about, after this midterm election, expect to see some changes at the White House.
Oh, yeah.
So they think there might be some house cleaning in the next week or two.
There's always house cleaning every other couple of weeks in the White House.
So,
really matter.
Seems like it doesn't.
Yeah.
So what about this WILO Skywatch weather forecast, Ken Hartman?
Thursday night, Friday morning gets to be even more. At least they took freezing rain out of the mix, which I'm happy they did. But, you know, it's still, of course.
Yeah, that don't help as much.
But now the percentages went up to 80 on tomorrow night and 40 on Friday. So
right. So today it's not going to warm up much.
Yeah, it's about as warm now as it's going to get.
Yeah, 45 for the high. We'll see some sun, though. The sun's trying to come out.
When the sun came out, it raised 2 degrees this morning. So.
And that's as far as she's going.
Maybe not much further than that.
So clear and cold tonight, below freezing again, low 28.
Yep.
Cloudy tomorrow again, daytime high only 45, so it'll be cold. And then
gloomy.
Thursday night, cold and gloomy. And then Thursday night, like Ken said, cloudy. Chance of rain showers, possibly mixed with snow showers. Then snow showers, possibly mixed with rain showers. That last part coming after midnight, 32 the low, so we're right on the cusp.
Mm-hmm.
They're freezing. And then Friday morning, we'll wake up to that mess potentially and still have a chance of rain showers, maybe mixed with snow showers till midday.
Mm-hmm.
And then a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, but a high of only 40.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, it'll...
And when it's right in there, it can do anything it wants.
You know, as I'm looking ahead, as I'm looking ahead to Friday night, what about 22 for the low and a chance of snow again?
Yep.
And then Saturday, mostly sunny, but a high of 35.
Uh-huh.
That'll be our high temperature Saturday. 42 the high on on, let's see, Veterans Day?
That's Sunday.
I think they had a typo.
No, it's the right day.
Okay, so Veterans Day is Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But it gets celebrated Monday because everything's closed.
Right. We'll be in here, though, won't we?
Yeah, we will be. Don't remind me.
Partly cloudy with a high of 42 on Sunday. And, you know, if you look ahead to Monday and Tuesday of next week, we've still got some rain and snow mix.
Yep, I know.
And it's just not going to warm up anymore, man. I mean, this will be the warmest day of the next 7 days.
Actually, yesterday was going to be the warmest day.
Yeah.
Probably for a long time to come.
Mm-hmm. What was the high yesterday?
Well, it started in the 50s yesterday, but that's as far as it got.
Yeah, but from here on out, today will be the warmest.
Yep.
So it scares me when I see those daytime highs at 32 and 35, respectively. So.
You know where my extra scrapers are?
I need one. Do you have one in your car?
I've got a bunch in my car.
Yeah, give me one today.
Well, we'll even let you decide what color and how.
Oh, well, you're super prepared there, Kim.
Of course, I've got the last 7 or 8 years of scrapers in my backseat of my car.
So. Well, I certainly need one, so I appreciate that thought.
All right.
It's a quarter after 9, and again, if there's something on your mind, 659-3338 or 800-447-4463 is the phone number. We're going to take a break, come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where you can surround yourself with the things you love. Antiques, home decor, and much more. We can help turn your house into a home. Walk into a simpler time of candles, home accents, furniture, and more, all in a warm atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5, Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, the aroma of home. Half block west of the Frankfurt Square on Clinton Street. And remember to always surround yourself with the people and the things you love.
No one knows how to help you say I love you like Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrows has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say I love you just the way you want. Sparrows will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Sparrows wants to help you say I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever else needs to be said just the right way with flowers. Call today for delivery today, 654-5544, or stop by Sparrows Greenhouse and Large Showroom.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of North Central Indiana,
including Burlington, Camden, and Frankfort. Mostly sunny today, a high of 45. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 45. And a chance of showers Friday, a high of 40. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. It's a Wednesday morning. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, one of our fine sponsors, along with Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Milner Healthcare, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, and Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. Welcome back to Party Line. I'm Kevin Keith. YLO News Director Ken Hartman joins me in the studio. Ken, leaf collection starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's about time too, because yeah, there's leaves all over the place.
Well, I saw the march of the walking leaves yesterday across Clinton Street as the wind was blowing. I mean, they were just going, right on across the street. Just going, yeah, just like
there's
right
somebody on else's problem now, right?
Yeah.
So have you seen the two big vacuum machines they got? Man, this is, I love using technology and stuff like that. So they've got the two huge vacuum machines that the Frankfort Street Department crews going to be using on this year's leaf collection. It starts tomorrow, and they're going to start in what, the southeast quadrant?
Yes.
So that's the south side of Clinton Street to Kelly Road to the east side of Jackson Street. So what do you need to do? Just get the leaves as close to the curb as you can.
Yeah, and just make sure you have your vehicles out of the way so they can just get easy access. And Don't put any leaves near drains.
Right. We talk about that every
year. And also, just make sure in your leaf pile there's no yard waste, no sticks, none of that stuff, because that'll clog up and put the vacuums on disabled list, basically, for a while.
Right. So leaves only in the piles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Get them as close to the curb as possible. And we do have Jason every year. Jason Forsyth, the street superintendent, says don't rake them near the drains, like you said, because it doesn't take much to get down in there and start backing things up.
Right. And Jason and Sam are due here tomorrow.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm sure they'll say the same thing then. Yeah. And like Jason said, it just takes a second to take your rake across the drain, and kind of clear it off. So. Mm-hmm. They will be doing updates of which section of the city crews will be collecting leaves, and that can be found on the Mayor and Frankfort Street Department Facebook pages, as well as Frankfort Street Department's Twitter page, which is @StreetFrankfort. And then you could also check out the city's website to see when they'll be in your neck of the woods at frankfort-in.gov. Mm-hmm. All right. So that starts tomorrow, and check out those websites to find out when they'll be in your area. Now, yesterday we were focused on elections and reports and returns, but you brought a story into me about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, Ken, and it kind of got lost in the mix with what all we had going on. But Frankfort, Indiana has been ranked 11th on the safest cities list in Indiana for 2018
by safewise.com. Yes.
So this is what, the highest we've ever been?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So over the past 2 years, Frankfort has risen from 50th to 23rd in the National Council for Home Safety and Security's ranking of safest cities in Indiana. So let's go down with the 20 safest cities in Indiana. A community that's very similar to ours in size, St. John, Indiana, is number one. Mm-hmm. Fishers, number two. They've got about 91,000 people. Carmel has about 90,000 people. They're number three. Crown Point, with 29,000 people, is number four. That kind of surprises me. That's not the best part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dyer, Indiana is number five. Munster, Indiana, again, not the best part
of
the state.
All of the northwest part of the state.
Yeah, is sixth. Then Westfield is seventh. Columbus, Indiana, which is one of Indiana's truly best kept secrets, is eighth. Vincennes, a nice little community, ninth. Logansport is 10th. Our neighbors to the north, and then Frankfort, Indiana, 11th, right there.
But also, you see, we're ahead of Zionsville, which always makes my heart feel good.
Yeah, right. And Zionsville is a nice little community, too.
Mm-hmm.
So then rounding out the top 20, Brownsburg, Kinsett, Zionsville, West Lafayette, Griffith, Jeffersonville, Merrillville, Goshen, Beech Grove, and New Haven. And again, Jeffersonville, Indiana, does not strike me as a safe city. They're right across the river from Louisville, and
right,
Jefferson is just riddled with crime. I don't understand that.
Well, but that, maybe they're getting it together.
Maybe, that may be. So to compile this report, Safewise analysts reviewed the most recent 2016 FBI crime stats and census population data. The evaluation is based on the number of reported violent crimes. So, yeah, maybe they are getting their stuff together. Mm-hmm. Good for them.
They then keep all the hoodlums from East Louisville out of the city of Jeffersonville.
Yes,
they'll be fine.
Exactly. Just don't let them cross the Kennedy Bridge there.
Right. Yep.
Come on in. So, you ever been across the Kennedy Bridge there in Louisville?
I probably have.
Yeah.
The last time I was down that way, I don't know if we went across that bridge or the other one that just got done.
Yeah.
Or maybe many, many years ago I might have. So.
Okay. I've not been. I used to live in Louisville and down around that way, and I've not been down there since they built that new bridge.
Yeah.
Going from, this is the third bridge they have there,
mm-hmm.
Spanning between Indiana and Kentucky.
Right.
So let's do a couple today's in history here, Ken.
Okay.
There's a couple that kind of surprised me, and you're a little older than me, so it may not surprise you, but we'll see here.
I'm a little older than you.
Just
are.
A little. Just a little. We won't mention numbers.
Okay.
Just 54 days left until the end of the year. Wow. So 1874 on this date, the first cartoon to use the elephant as a symbol for the Republican Party appeared in Harper's Weekly.
I wanted it specifically known I was not around in 1874.
No. Ken was not writing for the Harper's Weekly.
No, I was
in
not.
1874.
No.
They actually hired him in 1900. So.
Yeah.
Okay. In 1893, Colorado became the first state to give women the right to vote. In 1916, Montana Republican Jeanette Rankin became the first woman ever elected to Congress. Good for her. In 1929, the Museum of Modern Art in New York City opened to the public. I've heard some great things about that museum.
Yeah,
I've never been there, but
yeah.
I'd love to go someday. The Marx Brothers classic film Duck Soup was released on this day in 1933. I always liked the Marx Brothers.
I didn't care too much about
Marx Brothers.
I'm not a big Marx Brothers fan.
Face the Nation debuted on CBS on this day in 1954.
I remember that well.
1962, former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt died at the age of 78. The Pillsbury Doughboy debuted on television advertisements on this date way back in 1965. So he's 9 years older than me.
Yep.
I didn't know the Pillsbury Doughboy was that old.
Yeah, he's very popular still even to this
still
day.
Popular, still, yeah, sure.
50-some odd years later.
I didn't realize this, Ken. Steve McQueen died at the age of 50?
Yeah, I knew it. I knew he was very young when he died, but I couldn't remember exactly when he did die, but I knew he was quite young.
Yeah, he was 50.
He smoked like a train, though.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what else he had, but that was a big part of it.
Well, he died on this date in 1980 at the age of 50, best remembered for his roles in such films as The Great Escape and Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
1991, L.A. Lakers star Magic Johnson announced his retirement from basketball after testing HIV positive. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods became the first golfer to win four straight tournaments since Ben Hogan in 1953. Tiger did it in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
In 2000, Hillary Rodham Clinton became the first lady to win public office, defeating Republican Rick Lazio for a U.S. Senate seat from New York. 2009, Democrats in the U.S. House succeeded at passing an historic, sweeping health care reform bill. The measure rewrite passed by a vote of 220 to 215, with one Republican voting for it, 39 Democrats voting against it. And it's now known as the fiasco of Obamacare. But 9 years ago, that was, hard to believe. And one more in 2012, speaking of fiascos, President Barack Obama was reelected to a second term in the White House after a contentious campaign race against Republican challenger Mitt Romney, who won a Senate seat last night in Utah.
It tells you how desperate some people are to get back in politics.
I know. I was expecting a little more
from him. Let me just say this. You know, we can talk about fiascos all we want. The reality is there hasn't been a good Republican or Democratic candidate for so long.
Yeah.
That compared to what we were used to up until probably the first Bush era.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, it's been potluck, throw them all in a hat and see what you can come up with.
Yeah.
We haven't had good choices for so long, and it's getting worse.
I just like the fact that Trump is not a politician. You know, he's making people mad because he's getting things done. I'm not agreeing with it all.
I know, but what I was going to say, when Vern and I talked about this right after he got elected, I said, and this is what we talked about. I said, okay, if Donald Trump has a success that a lot of people think he will have, and if he does, is that the end of the Republican and Democratic parties for president?
Yeah, well.
Because if you think, go back, The last non-politician really to have success was Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what we've had in between Reagan and Trump.
Yeah. Well, you know, Reagan was California governor, so he had a little political prowess.
But what I'm saying is that...
He was an actor.
Yeah, he was an actor. But what I'm saying is that, you know, the politicians we have to choose from now aren't even close
to what they were.
To what they were even, you know, 20 years ago, let alone 40.
Quite the caliber of man or woman, just, you know, not there, right?
I mean, the people you've got, I don't care on which side of the aisle you want to sit. They're all incompetent in my mind because, you know, like I said, you know, like a couple times last year, we had 25 candidates to choose from for president. And the best we could do was Trump and Hillary.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll agree with you on that.
I mean, it's just absurd.
Three quick stories before we wrap it up here, Ken. Right. Pringles.
I saw this.
Will launch a new festive line of chips inspired by Thanksgiving dinner.
I don't know if I want to call this festive or not.
I know. The Kellogg's own company announced the new chip flavors in a tweet saying they will be turkey, stuffing, and pumpkin pie. Yuck.
Pumpkin pie doesn't sound too good.
They say the flavors were the most popular among 8 different Thanksgiving flavors they tested last year. The chips will only be available for a limited time. That's probably a good thing.
I mean, what were some of the other choices? Yams and Harvard
beets?
Yeah. I'm just guessing. I have no idea.
Don't give me stuff. I mean, I love turkey, I love stuffing, and I love pumpkin pie. I just don't think that when I think my Pringles crunch.
No.
A New Jersey man's very happy after winning multiple lotteries in one day.
Mm-hmm.
What? The Edgewater, New Jersey man won $600 more dollars when he purchased 2 tickets after his initial scratch-off won him $5 million. He said his initial win made him feel lucky enough to buy more. The man also previously won a $2,500 jackpot from another scratch-off ticket.
Right.
Wow, good for him. And Mississippi is being ranked the fattest state
surprise me at all.
In America. Boy, they eat good down there, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
A new report from Wallet Hub compared all 50 states and Washington, D.C. based on obesity and overweight prevalence, food and fitness, and health consequences. West Virginia is the second fattest.
That's not surprising either.
Followed by Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The 5 least fattest states are D.C., Massachusetts, Hawaii, Utah, and Colorado. Recent data from the CDC says more than 7 in 10 ages 20 and up are either overweight or obese.
By the way, Indiana ranks in the top 15.
Oh, do they? For obesity?
Yes.
All right. Well, you've lost some weight recently, and I'm maintaining, so we're doing our part.
If you'd like to find some more that I could lose, I'll be happy to give it to you.
Okay, still working on it.
Yeah.
Ken, thanks as always.
No problem.
All right. Thank you for joining us, and thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.